the grass out too and leave the cotton spaced out, you know, about so far apart.
What about scraping cotton?
Well, that's when you join on both sides of the row. There'd be so much grass, and you take two to the row, one to scrape one side of the row and the other and scrape the other side of the row.
What do you scrape it with?
A hoe. Yeah, scrape it with a hoe.
What different kinds of grass grows up in the cotton?
Well, you've got Johnson grass, and you've got Bermuda grass.
Crabgrass.
Huh?
Crabgrass.
Crabgrass.
Cocoa grass.
Cocoa grass.
Giddy grass.
Then, Bermuda grass. You got all them grasses growing there. Every one of them. That crabgrass is the one.
Cuckabirds.
Yeah, them cuckabirds.
Coffee weeds.
Coffee weeds is right.
Careless weeds.
Careless weeds, yeah, it's all that. That crabgrass, though, now that's something when you get that in your field,
that,
you got to
that
stick.
Crowfoot, with that crabgrass.
Yeah, no, crowfoot and crabgrass.
I really crabgrass and I would cocoa.
Not me.
You cut cocoa one night and the next day it's back up.
Yeah.
You say cotton grows out in the area where you plant it, you call that the patch.
Cotton patch, yeah.
Okay. What if it's bigger than that?
Huh?
What if it's bigger than a patch?
Well, I don't know what you call it. They always call it a cotton patch.
What about what's out there that you plowed up?
What's out there?
Uh-huh.
There's nothing out there.
You know what right. That is, though, Daddy. What you call it?
What?
That big piece of land you got out there. What you call it?
She's talking about this right here, I reckon.
No, all the land. What do you call your land?
Field?
Well, y'all done got me all messed up now. I'm
gonna tell you what it was.
Field?
Okay, anything else you say besides field or patch?
No, I don't think so.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Different what?
Different kinds of fences did people used to
fences.
Have.
Well, and wire fences is all I know anything about. And barbed wire, net wire, that's all I have known anything about. Now, I have seen rail fences
mm-hmm.
built. I have seen them, but I never seen one of them built, but I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever see on a rail fence, you know, if you want to get it a little bit higher, but you drive a pole in this way and not
yeah.
in here and cross it,
yeah.
what do you call that? What you're adding on.
Well, I don't know what you call it, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen it that way, but now I don't know what you call it.
Well, something like a stake and rider or anything like that?
Yeah, I never heard nobody ever call it.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
Well, you put your posts down. Get all your posts down, and you get your barbed wire and stretch your barbed wire and nail it on it with staples.
Nail it onto each?
Each post.
And did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Hmm.
What would you call something like that if it's made out of stone or rock?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it.
Call it a rock fence, I guess, or a stone fence.
A wall. A wall.
Stone wall. Stone fence. I don't know what you'd call it.
What about a kind of a fence that people used to have around their houses? It'd be made out of wood and it maybe little boards would be sharpened mm-hmm. at the top.
Picket fence.
Okay. Any other name for them?
No, that's what I don't know. Picket fence is all I ever heard them called.
Have you helped build those?
Yeah, I've built picket fence.
I have too.
Yeah.
Is it very hard work?
No. Mm-mm.
And something you use to milk in.